In trading, you can base your decisions on fundamental data or on technical analysis, or a combination of both. In this episode, I would like to compare both approaches. Welcome to Learn How to Trade Stocks, a podcast by Money Masters with me, Robert. Here you will learn how to trade like a money ninja. Let's get started. So first of all, what does fundamental mean in the context of trading and investing? In a fundamental analysis, you look at all the information that underlies the business of the company. This includes earnings figures like sales and earnings per share, and above all, the growth of sales and earnings, return on equity, business model, so what product or services does the company provide, the management team, the market environment like competitors, customers, suppliers, partners, industry trends, political opportunities and threats, insider buying, valuation like price to earnings or discounted cash flow, the moat, which is describing a permanent competitive advantage, for example, brand moat, switching moat, network effects, tall bridge moat, secrets moat, price moat, etc. You can also look at investor activities, like which other big investors are invested here. And you could also think of your own circle of competence. Do you feel competent in this particular industry group? So this is what fundamental analysis is about. Now let's look at technical analysis. What does technical mean? The technical analysis takes place on the price chart. So you're looking at price movements and volume. Volume meaning how many shares of a stock are being traded. You could also use some indicators on the price chart, but these indicators are also based on the price movement and on volume. And then you could look for chart patterns or maybe indicator signals. So the basic idea here is the tape tells all. Tape meaning the price chart. And the idea is that all available information, including the fundamental data, is reflected on the price chart. So what is making more sense, fundamental or technical analysis? Basically, you could say that the longer the holding period, so the longer you're holding the stock, the more weight fundamentals have. This means that over a few days, a stock with strong fundamentals may fall, and a stock with weak fundamentals, for example, a company that's unprofitable, may rise. But in the long run, an unprofitable company will not rise in price, and a highly profitable company will not fall in price. Warren Buffett says, in the short term, the stock market is a voting machine, but in the long run, the stock market is a weighing machine. So what does that mean for us small traders? The longer our holding period, the more we need to look at fundamentals. So if you want to hold a stock for a longer period of time, for example, weeks or months or even years, you need strong analytical skills. Most people overestimate themselves here. Very few are really able to beat the market through fundamental analysis. That's why I would advise you to hold individual stocks for a short or medium term. This makes it easier, and this is where you can really have an edge. Price movements over a few days are much more likely to be predicted than price movements over weeks, months, etc. For longer holding duration, I would prefer ETFs. However, a combination of fundamentals and technicals can be useful even with a short or medium-term holding period. If you want to create a watch list, you can also filter for certain fundamentals and then look at the stocks in that list on the chart. This can increase the probability of success, especially if you bet on slightly longer trends. However, it is often the case that the stocks with the strongest price growth are not yet profitable at all. These are so-called story stocks with trending topics or maybe biotech companies, etc. Fundamentals can be useful for identifying key inflection points. If, for example, a surprisingly strong earnings report suddenly comes out, it often triggers a new momentum boost. In conclusion, there are two big mistakes you can make in the stock market. One, acting like a total idiot. Two, trying to be a rocket scientist. Keep it simple. Simple strategies always work best. That's why I advise against relying too much on fundamental analysis, even if I also look at the earnings numbers and the story behind them in some cases. All right, to end this episode, I would like to ask you for a small favor. Could you please give this podcast 5 stars and maybe even a positive review text? This would really help me a lot and keep me motivated to continue publishing further episodes. Thank you. May the momentum be with you. Bye-bye.